Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, this week I was just contemplating, and I normally do, but I was just sitting and I was just contemplating on the goodness of God because, you know, in the midst of so much that's happening around the world, God doesn't change. God is still good. You know, He's still in control. He's got our backs, you know. It's really a year later, right? October, tomorrow's going to be a year later that this war started in Israel, and it's still going on. Amen. And but even in the midst of war, of battles, of chaos, of storms, God is still good.
Amen.
And God is in control. You know, and I was just contemplating on that, and then I was blessed because I heard one of my professors, and he gave us a story, and from that story, the Lord just spoke to me, and I just put it in words, amen, to share with you today. So this is a story he told us, and he said that one day his wife went to purchase two pots, and then in those two pots, they were the same size. She planted some seeds in those pots, and then she put one on the windowsill of the kitchen, and then she went upstairs and she put one in her bedroom, in their bedroom, on the windowsill. And that one day the husband came, weeks later the husband came and he says, "Oh wow, look at the flower, you know, the flower, the plant is flourishing, you know." And then when he went upstairs, amen, he noticed that the plant in their bedroom was double the size. It was flourishing even more, amen. And that he turned around and said, "Hey hon, I remember you planting these seeds in two different pots, but they were the same size. You had the same amount of seeds in the pot, and I don't understand. You know, why is the one in the kitchen and the one upstairs in our bedroom, you know, so much higher and bigger?" And all she said was two words. She says, "More light. More light." And I'm here to tell you that the Word of God, the Word is life. The Word is light. And He created us all to grow and multiply and to give fruit. Amen. More light. We need more light. We all need more light. More light of His
Amen.
Word. We need more of the Lord Jesus because He is all that matters. Amen. His
Amen.
word is all that matters. His word is what sustains us. And it
Yes.
sustains us by His presence. And it's in the light that we will grow. We're going to produce fruit. We're going to reach our destination, the one that God has purpose for you, the one that God has purpose for me. But it's in the light that we begin to grow. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So the light is the word of God. The light is like the seed. Amen. How much time are you spending with the Lord? Ask yourselves. Because nothing that God created really asks permission to grow. So when we get in the word of God, that word turns around and it illuminates us. It's like a light and illuminates us as we're reading, and it brings revelation of His word. Amen. And it starts creating something in the inside of you that you begin to grow. And the more you're in the word, the more you begin to grow in His word, in His attributes, in His knowing. Amen. The more you're in the Word, the more you allow the light of God to shine on you, the more you begin to really appreciate who who God really is. The more you become to really understand, God, this is why this happened. Because God begins to illuminate himself through his word to you.
Amen.
And what we got to understand that God, nothing that God created asked permission to grow. He spoke it and it was done. Mm-hmm. When he spoke the trees into existence, they began to grow. Why? Because God placed a yes in everything he created. When he created men and women, what did he say? He created something real good. He sat back and he says, what I have created is good. It's very good. Now be fruitful and multiply. That's why he told Adam and Eve. Amen?
Amen.
So I want to share with you today that God is a God of yeses. And there is a yes in his promises. So I want you to begin and turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 55. We're going to begin in verse 10, 55:10 in the book of Isaiah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. So Isaiah 55 says, for as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, right? Let's just stop there. Rain comes down, snow comes down, they don't go back up. God created it that way. It is sustained. It changes not. This is how God created, right?
Amen.
And it goes on and says, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, right? He created water for the earth. I mean, we need water. The farmers are out there. And where there's a drought, they have a horrible season. Amen. Amen. But Amen. God created the waters so that whatever they planted, whatever seeds they put in under the ground, amen, would begin to flourish and grow to a fruit. Amen.
Amen.
And it is through the farmers that we get most of our nourishment today, most of our food. I mean, they're breeding cows and pigs and all that. We get meats from them, right? And the fruits, the apples, vegetables, you name it. We got farmers all over the world. Amen. So water is needed in order for the plants to grow and multiply, to be fruitful. Amen. So now in verse 11, look at what Isaiah is saying. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth, from the mouth of God. Amen. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper, it shall grow, it shall multiply in the thing for which I sent it. Amen. I mean, this is a powerful verse right here. We understand about the water, the harvest, the fruits, and all that. But the Lord is comparing that, and he's telling Isaiah, tell my people that it's the same with my word. My word, when you speak it forth, something is about to be established because there is purpose in the word of God. Amen. So right now the seed, when we mention this, when the name seed or the word seed is mentioned in the Bible, it's a metaphor for the word of God. Amen. So in the presence of God with his word, we grow. So we grow with the seed, right? The seed is the word of God, and the word of God became flesh. We have Jesus. He is the word, right? So the word, the seed of God, is planted in our hearts, and over time, it begins to produce fruit. Mm-hmm. How many of us have the word of God planted in our hearts, and we see the fruit being produced and growing in our lives every day?
Amen.
Every day you should see your fruit and growing and multiplying. And the fruits can be so many things. Amen.
Amen.
So just like a seed in a garden, when it is planted, it germinates and it grows. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So, and do you think the word needs more light? No. The word is sustained. It was spoken. It is so. God said it. It is done. Doesn't need. It is the light. The word is the light of God. The word is God. Amen.
Amen.
And it is the seed that carries his word. Just like the words that we read in Isaiah, we don't need to go there, but in Isaiah 53, 4 and 5 talks about the Lord Jesus. Amen. And part of those statements, it says, by his stripes, you are healed. Mm-hmm. Well, those words do not need permission from God to be activated and to be established. Because the word of God has been established already. His promises has been established. Because he said here, his word, once it leaves, amen, once it's spoken, it doesn't return back empty. Because it's going to accomplish what it was sent to do. Mm-hmm. So when the word says, by his stripes you are healed, it is a done deal. Amen. It doesn't need permission from God for it to come to pass. No, it's already done. By his stripes, you are healed. And you were healed. These words have been established. It is a promise from God. And what verse 11, and you know, just to expand on it a little bit more, what it's really saying, this is simply saying that God's word always works.
Yes.
That's what it's saying, that God's word always works, but only works for those who receive it. It only works for those who receive it, and when they receive the word of God, then God's word will work blessings on their lives, right?
Amen.
But those who reject the word of God, God's word will work curses. Amen. Because you're rejecting the word of God. And what we got to understand as Christians, as believers of the word, what we say from our mouth has power. What you speak out of your mouth, you're speaking in confession. Amen. I've heard so many times, this is, and you probably have too, people saying, well, you know, my dad had a heart attack at 50 and he died. So, you know, I'm already 50. I'm probably not going to make it to 50. And they begin to conform themselves to what others have said in their life. But that's not the word of God. So what are you really doing? If the word of God is life, why are you declaring death over your life? You're confessing. You're confessing a curse over your life, because what you shall you will receive what you say. Mm-hmm. So we have to be so mindful. I give everyone on this platform permission to correct me when I'm speaking contrary to the word of God. Mm-hmm. I give everybody permission here, because we all need to be corrected in love, because sometimes we say things without thinking, but there's power in words.
Right.
And people don't realize that what they're speaking is exactly what they're going to receive. You know, right. Throughout my school time, Pastor Ruth has always encouraging me, especially when I got to write a paper, and she quotes to me Proverbs 16:3. Commit your plans to the Lord and he will establish your thoughts. Because so easy for me to get, you know, overtaken or overwhelmed with, you know, we're writing an essay and then she'll remind me of the word. I say, yes, you're right. Yes, Lord. And I begin, before I start a paper, I remember her words. And it's the word of God. She's declaring the word of God over my life. And I I declare the word, and then I begin to decree, God, your word says this, and I decree that I got this. Holy Spirit, you giving me revelation, you giving me the wisdom and the understanding that I need to begin to write. Amen. And then I finish my paper. Amen. But I'm telling you, there is power in your words. So watch what you're speaking. Watch what you're saying. Now, let's go to 2 Corinthians 1:20. Are you getting anything right now? Are you receiving anything? Amen? Because this is key to our walk. The word of God, we need more light. We need more light. There's just so many distractions nowadays. We need more light. We need more of the word of God in our lives. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 1:20. Look at what it says. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Are you reading that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we know that the promises of God are yes and amen, but look at the last two words in this verse. It says, to the glory of God through us. In other words, the word of God is already established. God already did what he needed to do. Now it's up to us, amen, to begin to move things in the atmosphere. God has already appointed us, anointed us, chosen us for us to speak forth his promises. You got to understand that everything that has life, that God created, he programmed it to multiply and to increase. And we, amen, his children, we have become part of that agreement. Amen. So God created us to multiply, to increase. And it could be in all areas. Listen, I want wisdom. I need to increase in wisdom. I need to increase in discernment. And I have it because it is through us that God has given it to us. It is part of his promises. So I want to share with you that all of God's promises, because remember, God cannot lie. Amen. Hebrews 6:18, it says, we serve a God that lies not. He cannot lie. Amen. But in this scripture right here, what Paul is saying, that all of God's promises are true and trustworthy. God doesn't say one thing and does another. No, if he promised it through the word of God, through his word, or if he made you a personal promise, he's going to do it, and he will do it, because he has magnified his word, the Bible, he has magnified his word even above his name. Amen? Uh-huh. He's magnified his word. He cannot go back on his word. His word never returns empty. Amen? But it's through us. What are we doing? See, God already did. He already did everything. He created. He sent his son Jesus on the cross. The son died, and he said yes to God the Father. Jesus said yes to God the Father. We need to say yes to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was paid for by the Lord Jesus. Amen. Mm-hmm. What are we saying to God? Are we receiving his promises? Are we saying yes to him? Because God is a God of yeses.
Amen.
Everything God created, again, it was good, it was fruitful, and it multiplies. But church, we have to be in the right light.
Amen.
Amen. So that's why Romans 12:2, we've been quoting the scripture now for weeks. Amen. So, you know, I think God is saying something, right? Like I said last week, you know, if you hear it once, right, it is there, but it may come out through the other side, right? But if you keep hearing the same thing, God is saying something. God is trying to get your attention. So Romans 12:2, this is what it says. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know what the perfect will of God is? It's for us to be in communion with Him, for us to be intimate with Him, for us to get to know Him, to be in the Word, to be in the Word. Because it is in His Word that you will find out what your purpose in life is. Amen? But do you know what our challenge is today for many of us? That the world is still shaping us. The world is still, we're still conforming to the things of the world for a lot of us. And the Lord is saying in this scripture, conform not to this world. Do not conform yourself to the status quo. Amen. If the world is telling you that that wall is green, we're actually accepting that the wall is green. No. The Lord says it's white. If the Lord said it's white, His word has power, and His word is first, because His word is true. Amen?
Amen.
And we got to follow after the word of God. So God is not the problem. And so many, many Christians blame God for the things that are happening, for the things that are happening in their life, for the things that are happening in the world. But again, His promises are yes and amen all the time. So we cannot be conformed to the culture of this world or of this society. And it's so easy, trust me, I know, it's so easy to be tangled with the things of the world and miss God's yeses and miss maybe a blessing that He's got in store for us around the corner. Amen. So we have to be mindful not to conform to the things of this world, but get in the Word of God and begin to renew your mind. Begin to renew your mind. And this is something that has to be done daily. Get in the Word. You need more light. You need more light. We all need more light of the Lord, more light of the Word. Get in the Word and begin to transform your mind, because it has to be renewed and it has to align to the Spirit, to what the Spirit is saying. Amen?
Amen.
Nobody wants to miss out on God's blessings. Amen. And so easily we tend to accept culture and so forth. And then we begin to serve a God of limitation. But the God that we serve, He's limitless. Amen. Apple trees produce apples. Amen. And we have the Word. And we can produce many great things. Because God already has given us access. And He created us to be fruitful and multiply. Multiply ourselves in love. Multiply ourselves, amen, with patience and kindness. Multiply our favor. The favor of God is multiplied. When we're in the Word, we're seeking Him. We're declaring the Word. Amen?
Amen.
You shall speak and it shall be. Amen? And the best part is because we have God living in us. God is more than able. God is more than abundance. The Word of God says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. God created it all. But now because God lives in the inside of us, there's an abundance that God wants us to grab hold of. Amen. And it begins with the Word. What are you declaring over your life? What are you speaking out? We got to declare and decree. What are you saying? What are you speaking over your life, your own life, your family's life? Amen. Your work environment, the church. Amen. What are we saying? God is a God of increase and He's limitless. And He can do exceedingly and abundantly of anything that we ask. Because He's God. And because He loves us. And because it's already settled. He's made so many promises to us. His word is full of promises. And we're walking in His promise. We really Amen. Are. But there's so many more that God wants to fulfill in your life. But He does it through us. Remember 2 Corinthians 1:20, all to the glory of God through us. So what are we doing? What are we doing to bring down those blessings? Amen. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of times, you know, and I've done this, and that's why I'm not much on Facebook, because many Christians spend hours online. Sometimes they spend hours just watching one series after series. I know I've done it. Amen. But what we're viewing, is it adding light to what you're watching? Is it adding light to your life? Is it adding, I guess, is it edifying you like the word does? So we have choices to make, right? We choose. We choose what we're going to watch. We choose what we're going to hear, right? It's your choice how much light you will receive, right? It is your choice how much you get in the word of God, right? We choose. God, I don't feel like reading the word today. Okay. But make sure you're speaking life.
That's true.
Amen. Because God is not a God of condemnation. Amen. So even if you don't have to read the word, at least take a verse and just meditate on it throughout the day. Because you need the light. You need more of the light in the world. Because if not, of God, because if not, you're going to, again, conform to the world. Conform to the status quo. You're going to hear something and you're going to grab hold of it and forget to exercise the word of God and speak over that situation like we just did with the storm. Amen. It's the word. Speak over the situation. Amen. But you got to believe what you're saying. Matthew 6:33, we don't need to turn there, but in Matthew 6:33, it says, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Seek first. We got to seek the word. We got to seek the Lord. Amen. We got to seek the light of God. We got to seek his light. So what do you do with your time? What am I doing with my time? So what we do with our time determines how much you're growing in the light. Isn't that true? It determines how much you're growing in your life, in your walk. It's a fact. Amen. But what happens for many of us, unbelief is our biggest hurdle and our enemy. A lot of times we may pick up the word of God and we may say it, and then we'll be like, I don't know, that can happen for me. No, well, you just place doubt in the word of God. No, the word is truth. You can trust the word of God. Amen? Because God is truth. He is light. And God's promises are revealed through his word. So really, the word is true. Unbelief is the problem. Amen? Let's turn to the book of Psalm 65:11. I believe that's the scripture I put on the email. I sent out two emails today because I failed to recognize that it was Communion Sunday. So I sent out a second email this morning for those who did not had a chance to read it. But Psalm 65:11, I'm getting there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It says, you crown the year with your goodness and your path drip with abundance. Amen. This is God's promises to all of us. He wants us. He's the goodness of God is all over us. The blessings of God are all over us. And he wants us to live in abundance, the abundant life that he promised us, that he came to bring us. Amen. Because the enemy's out there. The enemy's out there to kill, steal, and destroy. Destroy your peace, your joy. Destroy maybe your dreams, your goals, and even the assignment that God has placed on your life. The purpose that God has placed on your life. but not God. God has crowned each and every one of us with his grace, with his light, with his abundance, because we serve a good God. And his promises, God's promises in this Bible, it reveals the heart that he has for each and every one of us, because God is good. God is the one who established the earth and makes it fruitful. And we should always remember that there is no mother nature. It's Father God who caused all things to work. Amen. And to work perfectly.
Amen.
To work perfectly. Amen. It is God. He called all things into existence. And when he was done, he said it was good, and it was very good. And he created them to multiply and be fruitful. All of it. All of it. We serve an awesome God. He wants you to walk in his promises. He wants you to walk in his abundance. But are you receiving more light every day? We need more light every day. John 5:19. Let's go to the Gospel of John. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Then Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. Amen. So, you know, we know that the Son Jesus, right? Jesus Christ, he did whatever the Father asked him to do. That even at that same night before he even got arrested, he was like, God, are you sure? Can you put in a different plan here? Because this cup is really heavy for me. I don't know if I can do this, Lord. But anyway, nevertheless, not my will. Let your will be done, you know. And he did say yes to God the Father. He sacrificed everything. But he did it for us. He did it for us. He gave. And he gave for us. God gave his only begotten Son. He did it for us. And when you read the scriptures, some people, not all, some people have mistakenly taken this particular statement to mean that Jesus was not claiming deity. No. He was man. He was still God. Amen. But in the context of these verses right here, it is obvious that Jesus was stating his complete unity with the Father. He's saying, you know, whatever I do, I'm doing it because I'm going to obey what you tell me to do. I'm going to obey your command because we're one. So you got to understand that the Lord Jesus and God the Father, they're one. They're one in spirit. So what Jesus was saying that they in these verses that he was one with the Father, that he was united with the Father, that he wanted to do his will. Aren't we united with the Father too? Amen. With the Lord Jesus. And that's why in John 15:5, like Pastor Ruth mentioned last week, John 15:5 says we can do nothing of ourselves. And that's true because we are powerless, right? We have no power, but in Christ, we have power. In Christ, we can do all things through him who strengthens us. Amen. But that wasn't the case for the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus still had power. Amen. Before he went to the cross and at the cross, he had power. He could have probably commanded angels to come and rescue him. He had power. Because he was man and he was still God. He had power. We're powerless without the Lord. Because without the Lord, when we reject him, we got no power.
We're lost.
Amen? Yep. So, you know, the Lord Jesus couldn't do nothing of himself. But because of his complete unity with God the Father, he accomplished the redemption plan that God placed into being for that particular day. Just how it was quoted in scripture. Amen. So we got to understand, like the Holy Trinity, that one part of the Godhead does not operate independently of the others. They all are united in love. They are united in one. They are God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Ghost. Amen. But they are one unit, God. They may have different functions, but they're still a Godhead. They're one unit. And just like us, without Christ, we're separated, amen? But with Christ, when we abide in him, when we accept him, we become united with him in unity, in one mind, in one accord, because now we have the Spirit of God living in the inside of us. We are spirit, and God is spirit. So when God looks at you, when God sees you, he only sees the spirit. He doesn't see your mind and he doesn't see your body. He sees his spirit because they're united in one. They're one. Amen?
Amen.
Because remember, it is the Spirit of God that was reborn and God awakened that spirit. It was reborn. It went from death to life. Amen? Through God. Amen. So God can only communicate to us through the Spirit that lives and abides in us, the Spirit of the Lord. That's how God communicates with us. That's why, and I'm just going to throw this in there. This is why when God sees you, he doesn't see the flaws that you have that you see when you look in the mirror. When you look in the mirror, you see all defaults and all the flaws that you have. Amen. Or when you look at yourself, you see, oh my God, I'm not good for this. I'm not good for that. No, no, no. God sees you perfect. Because when he sees you, he sees his son, Jesus, because he only recognizes the spirit man. Amen. Spirit to spirit, united. They're one. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So we got to understand that when God looks at you, he's looking at his son, Jesus. And whatever the Son Jesus did is the same thing we can do here on earth, because it is the Lord Spirit, Jesus Christ Spirit, that is living in the inside of us. And he's giving us the power and the authority to come against and trample against the serpents and anything that is coming against you. We have power. We have authority just like the Lord Jesus did. Amen. So, if we read in the Gospel of John, you know, the same power that the Lord Jesus has is the same power that we carry. We carry his spirit.
Yes.
Amen. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. That really is. I'm going to end with the scripture, but there is a part two. Amen. So, but anyway, let's go to the book, to Job 22:28. The book of Job in the Old Testament. I think it's before the Psalms.
Amen.
22:28. Let's go there. This is good word. This is good word. Amen.
Yes.
The word of God is good. It says, you will also declare a thing and it will be established for you. So light will shine on your ways. Amen. So it's really saying you shall also decide and declare a thing and it shall be established for you. Whatever you're speaking out, it will be established for you. And the light of God's favor shall shine upon your ways. Amen. It is the light of God. It is God. God already created and created you to have all the favor in the world because you are his son and daughters. Amen. You are his being. He created you. He created aided you to be fruitful and multiply, to enjoy the goodness and the blessings of God. So when you decide and you declare and decree a thing, it will be established, amen, as long as it's aligned with the word of God. And when you speak it out and you speak it forth, the light of God is going to shine upon it, and it shall be as you have spoken it, because it has to be established, because the word of God is already established. There is purpose in every word that he has spoken forth already. And this is in the Bible. His word is true.
Amen.
Amen. And he begins to shine his favor upon you. And that is the grace of God. Amen. Because we have amazing grace, and his grace is sufficient for all of us daily. So God begins to open doors that you weren't even praying for, and doors are opening. Why? Because you're receiving more of his light. Why? Because you're declaring his word. Why? Because you're meditating on his word. You're pondering on his word. Amen. So things Amen. Begin to happen because the light of God's favor begin to open things around your life. So if there's a job that you would been wanting to acquire, guess what? The door is going to open without you even praying for it. Things begin to happen without you even praying for it, because God's promises are yes and amen. Amen.
Amen.
Because when you declare the word, it does something. It establishes something. When you decree what that thing that you want to see as if it's not, you are bringing that into fruition. You are bringing that into pass. Amen. You may not see it today, but you will see it, because it is a promise from God. And Amen. What you speak out, it shall be. What you declare forth and what you decree forth, it shall be. It's already established, because we begin with the word of God. Whatever you declare, whatever you decide, which is in the word, you always start with declaration from the word. Now you decree what you want to see. What you want to see. What you want to see. What's the purpose? Bring it in. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So I thank you, God, that my husband serves you. I thank you, God, that my son is walking in his calling. You begin to decree those things that you want to see happen in your life.
Amen.
Because we serve a God of yeses.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And God has blessed you. He wants you to prosper, and he can do it for you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.